Cheskin's offices are just outside San Francisco, and after we talked, Maston and Ray took me to a Nob Hill Farms supermarket down the street, one of those shiny, cavernous food emporia that populate the American suburbs. "We've done work in just about every aisle," Maston said, as we walked in. In front of us was the beverage section. Ray leaned over and picked up a can of 7-Up. "We tested 7-Up. We had several versions, and what we found is that if you add 15% more yellow to the green on the package, if you take this green and add more yellow, what people report is that the taste experience has a lot more lime or lemon flavor." And people were upset. "You are changing my 7-Up. Don't do a new Coke on me." "It's exactly the same product, but a different set of sensations have been transferred from the bottle, which in this case isn't necessarily a good thing." From the cold beverage section, we wandered to the canned goods aisle. Maston picked up a can of Chef Boyardee ravioli and pointed at the picture of the chef on the label of the can. "His name is Hector. We know a lot about people like this, like Orville Redenbacher or Betty Crocker or the woman on the Sun-Made Raisins package. The general rule is the closer consumers get to the food itself, the more consumers are going to be conservative. What that means for Hector is that in this case, he needs to look pretty literal. You want to have the face as a recognizable human being that you can relate to. Typically, close-ups of the face work better than full body shots. We tested Hector in a number of different ways. Can you make the ravioli taste better by changing him? Mostly you can blow it, like by making him a cartoon figure. We looked at him in the context of photography down to cartoon character kinds of things. The more you go to cartoon characters, the more of an abstraction Hector becomes, the less and less effective you are in perceptions of the taste and quality of the ravioli. Maston picked up a can of Hormel canned meat. We did this too. We tested the Hormel logo. He pointed at the tiny sprig of parsley between the R and the M. That little bit of parsley helps bring freshness to canned food. Ray held out a bottle of Classico tomato sauce and talked about the meanings attached to various kinds of containers. When Del Monte took the peaches out of the tin and put them in a glass container, people said, "Ah, this is something like my grandmother used to make." People say peaches taste better when they come in a glass jar. It's just like ice cream in a cylindrical container, as opposed to a rectangular package. People expect it's going to taste better, and they're willing to pay 5-10 cents more, just on the strength of that package. What Maston and Ray do is tell companies how to manipulate our first impressions, and it's hard not to feel a certain uneasiness about their efforts. If you double the size of the chips in chocolate chip ice cream and say on the package, "New, bigger chocolate chips," and charge 5-10 cents more, that seems honest and fair. But if you put your ice cream in a round as opposed to a rectangular container and charge 5-10 cents more, that seems like you're pulling the wool over people's eyes. If you think about it, though, there really isn't any practical difference between those two things. We are willing to pay more for ice cream when it tastes better, and putting ice cream in a round container convinces us it tastes better just as surely as making the chips bigger in chocolate chip ice cream does. Sure, we're conscious of one improvement and not conscious of the other, but why should that distinction matter? Why should an ice cream company be able to profit only from improvements that we're conscious of? You might say, well, they're going behind our back. But who's going behind our back? The ice cream company or our own unconscious?